Welcome, everybody. Very lovely to be with you. Just for the newcomers, there will be a guided meditation for the first part of this meeting. And then it should be followed with questions, discussion. So if you can turn your attention inwardly, without any effort, simply rest. In presence, as presence, like a newborn invite yourself to be not knowing. You don't need to do anything during this meeting. So you can relax and let go of any doing. No effort. The understanding does not need you. The understanding is in spite of you. All is well as it is. Everything is perfect as it is. When we are trying to attain something or avoid something or improve something psychologically, it is a falsehood. Everything which appears to you appears in its perfection. Even the illusion that you are a character in the dream is a perfect illusion. And the understanding that you are not a character in the dream is a perfect understanding. The image that you have of yourself and of others although they are illusory, they are perfect as they are. Because the perfection shines onto the dream. Like the light shines onto the earth, the sunlight. The perfection is the perfection of being, of consciousness, awareness. And everything that appears to you is nothing else but the body of God, the manifestation of the unmanifest, the Shakti aspect of Shiva. The dance of the formless. appearing to you as sounds and sights, as thoughts and sensations. There is no personal self anywhere. There is no personal you, no person anywhere that is separate from the cosmic field. There is nothing you need to do. There is no separate entity. Nothing missing. And nothing in excess. Sometimes the wind is very still and quiet. And sometimes it is windy. But nothing is happening. You. Nothing has ever happened to you. Whatever appears, appears out of the universe, out of the totality. As things appear and disappear, you don't. You are always there as presence. Irrespective of what appears on the screen. It is our true nature. Which is this formless presence. Which is love. And intelligence and wisdom and compassion. and understanding. We are always the same self. Not a mortal entity. Peace is our true nature. Peace is this non-dual understanding. We already are that. And our love and interest is our guide and is our destination. Because our love for truth arises out of truth itself. Our love for God does not arise from a person. It arises from reality itself. Because a person is your imagination. Your conception. You don't need to go far, travel to distant lands to find yourself and know yourself non-phenomenally. The phenomenal self is your mentation, is your imagination. This separate me is that which you create and you enjoy and you maintain out of your freedom. And it is a celebration of your freedom. To imagine yourself a mortal entity that worries and gets concerned about its life, its future. It is the exercise of your freedom, which is God given to you, which is given to you. It's a universal right, a universal gift. So even in the exercise of ignorance, in your choosing to be a man or a woman, you're exercising the perfection of your freedom. It is also your freedom to recognize yourself. Your true self, not the female or male body form, but your true self, which is the reality which right now perceives this perception and hears these words. That which you know as I, which is not made out of flesh and bones and dancing atoms and molecules. The true self, which is not phenomenal. You are always exercising your freedom. Because there's only one you, only one reality. There is no other. That one reality is absolute. It is freedom itself, the wholeness, the totality of being, universal beingness, this formless, aware presence, which you are. Upon which you superimpose a form. You superimpose time and space onto the formless you. But no matter what you superimpose onto the formless you, you remain as you are, a formless aware presence, this formless reality that does not exist in time and space. That is not suffering, that is not subject to phenomenal conditions, that is neither a man or a woman, that has no past or future, that is not limited by past and future, that is not defined by mind states, that is not defined by the health of the body. So whenever you choose, you can disrobe you can drop this identity. It's always in the moment, it's always right now, not some plan for the future, not some intention. That is always right now. You take a look at am I a phenomenon that appears to me? Am I a bundle of thoughts and sensations and feelings and memories? Am I a stream of thoughts and a stream of sensations, perceptions? Is that what I am right now, this moment, in this instant? What am I? In this instant, which has no duration, what is my history? What is my story? What is my reality? In this eternal now. Because any narrative needs time. Any storyline needs time and space, memory. But what about in this instant of being? Shall we simply disregard this eternal presence right now, this eternal now, disregard it and somehow adopt the model that reality is a storyline, my storyline, my narrative, my past, my trauma, my healing, my future plans. Whose plans? What future? If you come to presence in this moment, what is the future? Isn't it all right here, right now? Beyond words. Beyond mind, beyond thought, beyond narrative. Do we need to maintain a me story? Is this what we plan to do in this life? Maintain a me story, try to rearrange the furniture of the story, redecorate the space. Make a better story. And then what? What for? What about presence? What about consciousness? Which is not a story. Shall we disregard that? Oh, that. It's your reality. And yet all is well as it is. How fascinating. And in spite of all our stories and all our ailments, all our angst, all is well. Because we have never been a character in the dream. There is no real character in the dream, only imaginary ones. And you, that which is and knows it is right now and hears and perceives this perception, is not in the perception.